welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'm going to talk on our capability. And I'm going to try and share with you a different slant of some scriptures that we've probably read quite a few times or heard a few times at church, but a different slant of what it talks about or God talks about in our capabilities. One of the stories is the parable of the talents. Now, it's in Matthew's gospel and it tells of a master who was leaving his house to travel. And before leaving, he entrusts his property to his servants. And he gives one talent, one 3 talents, and one 5 talents. And talent in those times was money, I guess money we'd look at today and age, but we could also look at it that he's given them, entrusted to them, capability that for one is one, for another is 3, and for another is 5. Gifts, talents, abilities, whatever you want to call it. And God wants, or the master here wants his servants to develop them, to use them, to grow them, to, if it was, say, money that you've been given, to increase its value or increase how much you have. So even if it's to do with ability, God gives us ability and he wants us to use it well and increase the ability or the usage of it and get some fruit from it, the harvest. It talks about very much those words in scripture. Well, if you think about it, in the story, the servant coming back who is Jesus returning, the master coming back who is Jesus returning, says to the servant with 5, what have you done? And they come along and say, I've got another 5. Wow, well done, good and faithful servant. Goes to the one that's been given 3 and asks the same question. And that servant shows the master what they've done with what they were given. And he's been told as well, well done, good and faithful servant. But the one that's only been given 1 was concerned what to do. It says was fearful of the master, so hid the actual talent in the ground. So could only show in return the same thing that they were given. It wasn't advanced, it wasn't developed, it wasn't used, it wasn't nothing had been done with it. Do you notice that the master, who is Jesus, doesn't compare the person with 5 with the person with 1? He doesn't compare the 3 with the 5. He just goes to that particular servant, to us, and says, what have you done with what I've given you? God is very well aware of the gifts and abilities and talents and capabilities he has given each and every one of us individually. He's not comparing me to my next door neighbour or to the person down the road or to one of my work colleagues. He's going, Rosemary, I've given you this amount of capability. What are you doing with it? What have you done with it? Because that question will be asked one day of me, of you. What have you done with what I've given you? Your talent, your ability, the gifts, whatever God has given within us, because he's given everybody something, even if it's only 1. Now, you don't look at it as God doesn't do it 1 compared to 5, so therefore the person with 5 is more favoured, and, because God has actually no favourites. He's just decided this person will have 5 and you may only get 1. But he's wanting you to know, what are you going to do? What is your capability and what are you going to do with it? And then it describes in another gospel, in Mark's actually, it describes what the harvest could be. So in Mark 4:20, it describes how seed is sown. And sometimes the seed, which is on soil that isn't very good, doesn't develop, doesn't grow, isn't nourished, isn't watered. And so it just stays as seed. Then there's other seed where it's planted in soil that's good, but around that area is a lot of weeds. And as the seed grows into a plant, it gets choked by the weeds. And then there's the one that gets on the good soil and is fertilized and nourished and watered and looked after, and it grows into a fruitful plant. But it does say, and welcome and bear fruit some 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times. Again, we want to make sure that our fertile soil, which is us, the seed that God throws out to us, that is scattered around, that goes into fertile soil, that we are listening, that we are developing, that we are praying, that we are watering, that we are fertilizing to our capabilities, and then we surrender it to God and get God to do what He can do. But in knowing that, the fruit may only be 30%, or it could be 60%, or it could be 100%, or it might be 45%, whatever the percentage is. That's the best that I can do. So if I'm given one talent, one gift, and I develop it and use it and work with it as best as I can, offer it up to the Lord because He can do amazing stuff on top of what I've been given, and then maybe my fruit is only 30% and that is all I'm capable of producing, then I will still get from the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. But if I'm given, go back to the servant with five talents, if I'm given five and my harvest could be 100% and I don't use it, I don't develop it, I'm lazy, I'm not diligent, I don't work well, I don't honour the Lord, I don't surrender to what God could do with it, we're not going to hear those words. We might hear different words of, oh, you could have done so much more. Why did you not develop it? Why did you not use what I have given you and trust in me? None of us want to hear that from God. None of us want Him. I can just imagine Him with dejected shoulders going, oh my goodness, you could have done so much more. So I'm trying to encourage whoever's listening, whoever is watching, what is your capability? Go seek it out. Go find what you can do and can't do. Go find your gifts, natural and spiritual. Go develop them to the best of your ability, then surrender them to God and see what God can do on top of what you are doing. And one day, you will hear, if you do that well, well done, good and faithful servant. And if you slip up and some days you're not doing well, ask for the Lord's forgiveness and ask Him to grace you with His mercy and strength and courage, and ask Him to help you find your capability, find your talents, develop them. Because our God can do amazing things. So why don't we ask the Lord right now to show us our capability, to guide us in how to use them well, and to harvest the fruit of them to the best of our ability, but to what God has designed for us to have. And may He be gracious to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, You love us completely. We ask You to enlighten us if we don't know what talents, capabilities, gifts that You have given us that You want us to use and develop for us, for the creation that You've created us to be, but also for Your glory and for the use of other people, Lord. Lord, we want to be used by You. Help us, enlighten us what our gifts are. Help us develop them. help us work out how to be nourished personally, but also by you, O Lord. May we surrender them to you, and may we get a wonderful harvest so that one day we can hear those delightful words of well done, good and faithful servant, come into my kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. We call upon your mercy and your grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.